Welcome to the Wool Earth Podcast. Today you'll be listening to the TV shows of 2022, our theories on how they'll be, and hanging out, having fun with me and Nate. Hope you enjoy. Next week you'll hear from us again with our spoiler-free history of the Batman, and the following day or two, you'll see the spoiler review of The Batman. It actually turned into a pretty heated debate. So stick around for that. Make sure to follow us. And without further ado, enjoy the episode. So moving on to this year, what do we got?
Well, it's for the list, it's mostly Marvel shows or Disney Plus shows. But let's just, you know, if we want to...
Well, okay, I do know Moon Knight's coming out.
Well, I was going to say, before jumping into Marvel, okay. Disney Plus, why don't we bring up a DC show that just came out?
What show's that?
Peacemaker?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that came out.
Yeah.
Haven't watched it yet.
Me neither.
All right, moving
on. Well, it's exciting.
Well, no, it looks cool. Like, yeah. I think John Cena is a good actor. I don't necessarily like the character, especially, like, we talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
But I didn't really necessarily like the character in the movie. Hopefully, yeah. There's some reasoning for his choices that get explained and that actually make the character likable. But that was a big reason I didn't tune in on the first like episode or like even the subsequent episodes that have come out,
you know? Oh, okay.
But I did hear that really good, and I want to at least check out the first episode to see if I will like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll go sit through the whole thing.
I thought it was interesting because James Gunn directed Guardians of the Galaxy, then Marvel fired him, then DC picked him up,
yeah,
and asked him to make a Suicide Squad movie. So he made his version of the Guardians movie, I guess. And I thought it was okay. I honestly kind of thought some of it was a little bit bore, but apart from that, what comes out of it now is that Peacemaker show, which apparently happened during the production of making the Suicide Squad movie. He had this idea and that took it this direction. And the thing that excites me about that is I didn't really care so much. The Suicide Squad movie was okay. But yeah. The funny thing is James Gunn said he had so much fun making this show. He's had more fun making this than the Suicide Squad movie. So now there's of doing more Peacemaker show or something. So I'm excited.
I would be interested to see like a Suicide Squad like show. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they continue with the Peacemaker show, I'm still interested to see it at least and give it a go.
Yeah.
Next time we talk, I will have watched the first episode.
Yeah. And I'll probably have watched the trailer. I don't know.
You'll probably watch the trailer.
I haven't even seen the trailer. I know it has Peacemaker in it. But it is interesting, though, because like here we are, I've been talking about Marvel shows this whole time. And here we were talking about one DC show. And it's nice to see that they're kind of doing something
similar to...
Maybe similar, but also very different in their own ways. If they're like, well, they clearly don't have a child audience. So I feel like their show's going to be a lot much... more for adults.
Isn't there a sexy scene?
I have no idea.
In like the first episode, I'm pretty sure there's like a sexy scene.
It's in the realm of where I feel like if Ryan Reynolds decided to do a Deadpool TV show, it feels like this sounds the direction that they're going for.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but obviously that's a Marvel property. But so that's all I want to say about that. I think it's exciting that DC is doing something, and I'm just excited for something different, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll speak about that later, I guess.
Definitely.
Okay, so we covered DC. I guess we might as well get into the Marvel ones now. Moon Knight?
That sounds like a great show. I'm excited to see how they portray his character, because I've never seen or read anything with Moon Knight in it. So I'm very unfamiliar with the character. So it'd be great to see what kind of character he is. I know that Moon Knight is kind of like a character on the level of like Daredevil or Luke Cage or down there on like the ground floor rather than up in the cosmos with
all the other heroes, you know, so it'll be interesting to see what he's like.
Yeah. I don't know much about it.
Okay.
Other than the actor. I'm more familiar with the actor than the character.
What's the actor?
Now you put me on the spot.
Isn't that Oscar Isaac?
Yes, Oscar Isaac.
Okay, I just wanted to give you a chance because I thought because you said. So I mean, I know what it is. But...
I clearly don't know him that well.
Well, there we go.
I guess I'll get to know him more one day.
Do you know if, is it Black Knight or whatever, Black Blade or whatever, the guy from Eternals?
Oh, I heard about that. He's supposed to be crossing over and
Jon Snow.
That's kind of like everything with Marvel now, though. I'm like, oh, he might show up in this.
Do you know what he's playing, though?
No. Okay. I don't. But I'm
Black Blade? I don't know.
He did intrigue me with the way that was probably one of the more interesting parts of that movie. But
honestly, I feel like it was one of the only interesting parts of that movie.
Chanel said the same thing. She's like, we got to watch after credits.
That's all we got to watch. Yeah. We don't have to watch the movie. Just watch it after credits.
That's kind of how I felt the same way about the Black Widow movie. But anyways, okay, so yeah, Moon Knight. I don't know much of what to expect from this, but I will check it out considering it's Disney Plus and it was also one that was not even in my radar. Like I didn't hear anything about the production or pre-production of it. Along, like, you know, oh, they're coming out with this next year. It just kind of had a trailer come out. I was like, oh,
same,
cool.
She-Hulk. Is also coming out this
year. Oh, yeah, She-Hulk is coming out as well.
I'm excited to see that. That's going to be interesting.
Is Hulk going to be in that?
I think he's going to be in it a little bit because he has to help her because it's his cousin.
Oh, it's his cousin.
I'm pretty sure, unless they like completely deviate from the comics. Like, it's his cousin, and then he has to give her blood because... something happens and he's like the only donor or something, so he has to give her blood and then she turns into She-Hulk, but she's a lawyer, so I'm wondering if it's gonna stay lawyerish or it's gonna have more of like a she's lawyer by day, like, ooh, you know, She-Hulk by night or whatever. I don't know,
that's
kind of like Daredevil,
you know? I was thinking, but maybe Daredevil might make some he sort might of, pop and in. We already know which.
That, oh my god! Oh my god!
We already
oh god.
Know.
What if like? What connection. If? Okay, sorry. What if like they're talking or like going down a hallway and like she's like in her She-Hulk form and she literally just like passes him and then they talk briefly and he's like, "Well, I'm defending over here. You're defending over there."
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fucking dope.
Which
I'd be so down for that.
I think that Daredevil, I think he is going to be in Secret Invasion.
I also think he's going to be in Echo.
Ooh, God, yeah. I feel like he's going to be in all the Disney Plus.
I think he's going to be in the Disney series, like, here and there. But, like, it's going to, like, if they do utilize him more than they did in No Way Home, I think that he will be just put, like, in random spots throughout the series, just kind of like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
But then... we'll see him in his costume eventually, hopefully, if Kingpin pops up. Maybe fighting alongside Echo in the Echo series. Because we all know that fucking she didn't shoot him. He's not dead. Come on.
We all know.
Come on.
There's no way.
He might be dead.
Why would you introduce a character and then off him immediately?
I don't know.
But yeah, Okay, so yeah, we talked about Moonlight, She-Hulk, Secret Invasion, I kind of mentioned.
Yeah, that's going to be a series.
That's at the end of the year.
And that's going to be a series.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And
I'm interested in that.
They're filming it right now, and Samuel Jackson like released some photos of production because he's a big
character. He's going to be in it. I bet you Monica Rambeau will be in it.
Oh, probably.
Because, okay, so if I have... okay, I'm just going to speculate for a second. Just, I'm going to go off. So, what if... Secret Invasion's happening down on Earth, right? Monica's up top with Samuel Jackson, and then they find out about this invasion going on down on Earth.
Yeah.
And they're, like, the only two that actually have any, like, those two and Captain Marvel are, like, the only three that, like,
oh, shit, yeah.
can, like, fight it off.
Yeah.
Because they're the only ones not on Earth getting secretly invaded
at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's crazy.
Oh, who knows? Who knows what happens?
I feel like we should just do a theories episode of like.
Fuck yes, please.
Maybe not for this one. We could, but just change the topics and everything. We're gonna talk about shows. But now we're just gonna talk about theories about shows. Okay, so Secret Invasion's like coming out at the end of this year, and they're filming it right now.
It's gonna be interesting.
I thought it was gonna be the next Avengers movie.
I thought
it was originally going to be, so I'm kind of...
I thought
of,
it was too, a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I heard, I was like, I feel like it hasn't laid enough groundwork for, like, okay, so, like, if they do a Secret Invasion series, that sets up Secret Avengers.
There you go.
What's up?
See, I thought that's what they were doing, but they, I don't know. But I do think, though, that I'm more excited that it's doing a TV show now than if it was a movie. Because they have more time to like develop things. Because you look back at like WandaVision, and we had so much time to get to know Wanda. Before that, we had a few minutes of her in the Age of Ultron. Then we got a few minutes of her in Civil War. There's just like speckles.
A few minutes of her in Infinity War. And,
And then and it's funny because there's times like when that show came out, WandaVision, I was like, oh, I'm interested to see it because it looks wacky and weird. And then Chanel and I watched it, and we were both like blown away by it. And we were like, "Oh, I really like this character." I had less interest in. I wouldn't say I disliked her, but now I'm like, "Oh God, I love this character now." So I feel like they can do a lot of that with a TV show.
Yeah, that's where I feel like they can really capitalize on character development in TV shows as well.
Okay, I'll go back to it. So then there's also Ms. Marvel.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for that. I think if it centers around Ms. Marvel and her, then I'm so down. But if like it's just like all the Captain Marvel and her and blah blah blah, I'm like, if it's more of Brie Larson, don't care. But if it actually has Ms. Marvel as like the lead. I'm so down for it. I'm so ready for it.
I don't think there's a release date on that yet, but that is coming out somewhere this summer, supposedly.
Okay,
it was
this
actually,
summer.
Originally, it said it was supposed to come out last winter, but then they moved it back and pushed Hawkeye to the end of the year. So, and I thought it was going to be coming out
this
spring.
That's interesting.
But they put Moon Knight there. It might have been, I don't know. Yeah, it could have been something that they're setting up or something. There's got to be a reason behind it. They know what they're doing.
Hopefully.
I'd like to hope so. And then, of course, at the end of the year, we're ending the year off with Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
And that's going to be on Disney Plus as well.
That's a Disney Plus. I think it's...
And it's just going to be like 40 minutes.
I think it's 45 to an hour.
It's probably going to be like an hour long.
Yeah, I think it might be an hour. They're filming it right now. And so by the end of this year, it'll be out. And then they said it's a must watch if you're going to watch Guardians 3 because it's going to lead right into Guardians 3.
I'm excited for it. It sounds cool.
Yeah. And the Thor movie coming out this summer is confusing me because it's got Guardians characters. They've already said that are in it. So I'm kind of confused or wondering how are they going to go back to the Guardians show to get into the Guardians? I don't know.
It's probably going to be like, honestly, it's probably just going to be like Chris Pratt for like 10 minutes. It's probably going to be like 5 minutes of him being like, get the fuck off my ship. And then him being like shunted back on Earth or some bullshit.
I'm from Earth. No. Yeah, probably. So we got to end the year off with that. And that's an exciting one to end the year. And then speaking of other non-Marvel series, it makes me think of back to Daredevil with having a good lawyer. You always want to have a good lawyer to help you out through a problem. And so that's where I think having a lawyer like Saul Goodman is a good one to have. And last season, The Better Call Saul is coming out. It's the final season.
Wow, that took a turn. I wasn't expecting. I was like, how is this? Where is this going?
Yeah. And it's the final season. And I don't know if you've watched that show or caught up on it.
I have no idea what's going on in that show, to be honest.
I haven't watched it in like, I stopped watching in season 2 or 3. But I loved it. I actually liked it more than Breaking Bad.
How many seasons are out now?
This would be the final season, so it would be 6 seasons.
So you stopped
season 3.
Two episodes before? Or 3 episodes before it's done?
No, I stopped on season 3.
Yeah, yeah. So
there's 2 more seasons I haven't seen.
Yeah. Exactly. So you stop 3 before the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I thought you said episodes.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was like, no, sorry. There's plenty more episodes. Probably 12 episodes a season or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a really good show, and it's gotten more and more popular as it's been out. And at first, people were saying, oh, it's not as good as Breaking Bad, but now it's getting a lot more attention, and they're saying, oh, it's an interesting take on a lawyer, which I don't know if you watched.
And this all takes place before.
Okay. I'm kind of wondering if we're going to see Walter White show up near the end. Be interesting. Might. If he that's how it closes the book with that him introducing.
They'll have to do some editing with his face, you know.
Probably, or just yeah. Or they could even be using old footage.
Old footage, yeah.
It could definitely cross over somewhere.
Definitely,
it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah,
but yeah, and that's coming out this year, and that's exciting because I've been waiting. I actually kind of want to rewatch the show and you know, or pick up where I left off. But I also knew once I caught up, I'd be like, oh, there's no more episodes.
Yeah,
so I'm excited.
Just best wait until like it's almost out, and then
I can binge it all. Yeah,
binge it,
and it's a good one. So I definitely would say, check that one out if you want to catch up to the last season, and then also if you want to get a lawyer and Saul Goodman's not available, you might want to get the girl from The Flight Attendant, because Flight Attendant season 2 is coming out.
Does she get a lawyer in that?
She's in the first episode.
Oh, does it? I thought she, like, at the end of the first episode, she's sitting there in, like, the FBI room, and
you
she's
remember
like,
she's on the phone with a lawyer at the beginning of that.
Oh, you're right. You're yeah. right. You're right.
Who do you think
her
that
friend.
Is? Yeah.
I just thought it was, like, her friend.
Yeah, a lawyer.
Yeah, I know, but I was just like, that's her friend.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think, like, anything of it other than, like, her friend is just chilling, like...
eating sushi.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. Her friend likes sushi. Like, I like sushi. Like, all right, yeah. Cool. She knows lawyer stuff.
Well,
I didn't think
want...
she was a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a lawyer. And, okay. And she'll probably be really important in season 2. And Flight Attendant season 2 is coming out.
Does she have a bigger role than just an on-the-phone friend?
Oh,
in
you... I mean...
Flight Attendant.
I
just tell me if she has a bigger role.
She's very important in the show.
Okay,
you've only seen one episode. You
yeah. I just stopped right where he was like, "I'm still here with you." While she's like in the FBI room, and she's like,
throughout the whole season, there's multiple times she's done a ton of stuff in the show.
Yeah,
throughout the whole season, and that's
I'm intrigued. Okay, so going back to the flight attendant real quick, I'm intrigued to find out who that third person was with them, because that's all we saw. We just saw
you'll find out in the next
episode. That was it.
They'll answer in the next episode. You
well,
did the okay. Can I explain something or speak about Flight Attendant since we're on the topic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. One thing I loved about Flight Attendant, I love murder mysteries. I love mystery series, and I love asking questions and like trying to get an answer. But I hate when a story, book, series, anything. Movie doesn't tell you the answer, and they always avoid telling you. This show always tells you. It's
always
just,
tells you the answer.
It's not necessarily will tell you right then, but they don't keep you hanging and just always make you have questions. They'll give you an answer, and then maybe leads to another question. But
okay.
They do it where you're not upset. For instance, one of the big mysteries about the crime that happened in episode 1, the start of the show, gets answered by the end of the season, and I'm so thankful that I didn't have to wait till season 2 to get that understanding of what happened. But they built up something else to introduce that I'm like, oh, now I got to find out about that, even though this was solved. And they could, if they decided, they could have just left season 1 and ended it, and you could be fine with it, not watching another season. So it's I hate when it's a cliffhanger ending of
a season. Okay, so it's a good spot to end if it had ended.
One and done, yeah.
Okay.
So it's,
I'm gonna have to watch this now because I really did like that episode that we watched. I was like really intrigued, and then life got in the way, and we just didn't finish it. But I'm super intrigued now.
I think like the thing that I loved about it that made me love the show so much was the chemistry with the cast.
Yeah,
because you get the lawyer character that's on the phone that you barely met. She's not gonna be on the phone in a little bit. You'll see her more in person. And then other characters, like the third person that was at that table, you get to meet that person, and there's more interactions that are really, really funny.
Ooh.
And it's hilariously written, where the characters banter well, and it's
yeah,
it's just it's a ride.
That's what I really liked about the show. It was funny.
Yes,
for a murder mystery, it's yeah, funny.
It's dark humor though,
but and you don't get that often. You know?
Definitely not. And yeah, that's one thing I was like loving about it. And I had low expectations, and then after watching, I was like, this is my favorite show of that year.
Well, now I can't wait to go back to 2021 and watch.
Yeah, that was a good one to end the year on, or start the year on, I guess it was when I started watching.
That was a good one to end the podcast on.
Yeah, yeah, we could end it there. So yeah, check out that. Check out more of our podcasts
on Spotify and now on Apple Podcasts. Just so you know, that's where it is now.
Is there anything else you want to mention before we say goodbye?
Tap that follow button and hit the little dingy button so you can watch more of our content every time we upload. Have a great night or day, whatever you're doing.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Dante.
We're out.
Peace.